This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
Today we're talking about the biggest sporting event that's taking place at the moment, the Winter Olympics at Sochi in Russia.
Yes, it's the 22nd Winter Games to take place, but these ones are the most expensive ever. They are reported to have cost around £32 billion.
And it was quite a surprise when the Games were awarded to Sochi back in 2007 because the city is better known for palm trees than for ski slopes. But a lot of new technology has gone into making this competition possible.
Yes, and a lot of technology has been used to make this year's sportsmen and sportswomen faster than ever. And that's what we'll be discussing today, as well as explaining some sports-related vocabulary.
But first, Finn, let's see if you can go for gold and get this question right. One winter sport event in this Olympics is the biathlon. It involves competitors doing two things, but what are they? Are they A, cross-country skiing and rifle shooting, B, downhill skiing and rifle shooting, or C, cross-country skiing and swimming?
I'm going to say cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. That's A.
Okay, we'll see if you're right or wrong later on.
Good.
So, Finn, are you a fan of the Winter Olympics?
I must admit I prefer the Summer Olympics, but I do enjoy watching the skiing. What about you?
Yes, well, I particularly enjoy watching the bobsleigh racing.
It's good, isn't it?
The speed is incredible, and it looks like a really fun thing to do.
And dangerous.
And dangerous, yes. But, of course, the athletes need a lot of skill to complete the course in the fastest time and, of course, win the race.
Yes, they do need to be very fit, but technology can also give them a helping hand. Behind the scenes, computer modelling helps to design the best wind-resistant bobsleighs and the best techniques for the athletes to use.
This is true for another Olympic sport, speed skating. When there's less than a second between gold and silver medal, clothing can make a big difference. A newly designed speed skating suit introduced in 2002 helped many skaters beat their personal best.
Yes, their personal best. They improved their own fastest time. So materials used in the design of sportswear can give competitors an advantage. And another factor is the technology in the equipment they use.
Such as in skiing, where skis are manufactured or made with materials that increase durability, that's staying in good condition for a long time despite constant use. And there's stability, keeping skis upright, and, of course, speed.
Yes, and there are different designs for different types of skiing. Some skis are narrow and light to use for cross-country skiing, while others are short with curved edges to allow skiers to tackle sharp turns in a slalom race.
A slalom involves lots of tight turns. Now, I tried that when I was skiing once, and it was quite tricky, especially at speed, which is why I took my time doing a snow plough around every pole.
OK, so no gold medal for you, Rob.
No.
Ski design is constantly evolving or improving, which makes ski events some of the most varied and exciting of the Winter Games.
There are other types of skiing in the Winter Olympics, such as ski jumping, freestyle skiing, skiing moguls and Nordic skiing. All these need one crucial or essential thing.
Skis.
I was thinking more of snow.
Okay.
But as Sochi is known for its subtropical climate, using natural snow is a little bit unreliable. That's why loads of artificial or fake snow is being made.
Yes, and snow guns are being used to do this. They eject cooled water and compressed air to make man-made snow.
But the problem with this is it uses large quantities of water, so it depletes or uses up local resources. It's believed the snow-making system at Sochi could empty an Olympic-sized swimming pool in less than 1 hour.
Of course, ice is another essential ingredient for many of the Winter Games, sports such as curling. figure skating, ice hockey, luge, and skeleton. That's where competitors known as sliders hurtle headfirst down the 1.5-kilometre course on a sled not much bigger than a tea tray.
Yeah, that really does sound dangerous.
It sounds a bit crazy.
And what about the biathlon, Finn? I asked you earlier which two sports that competition involves.
I really had no idea, but I said A, cross-country skiing and rifle shooting.
Well, you're quite knowledgeable, actually, because the answer is A.
Yeah.
It's cross-country skiing and rifle shooting.
Very good.
Did you know biathlon is also the sweatiest sport at the Winter Olympics? Male athletes typically produce 2.3 litres or 4 pints of perspiration in the 20-kilometre race.
4 pints?
Mm.
Wow, well, it makes me sweat just thinking about doing something like that.
That's it for today. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again soon for another 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.